then the big challenge is how do we map things into visual properties. Here are some of them. We'll talk about them in more detail. The key thing to remember is there's maybe 8 to 10 distinct visual properties that we can take advantage of, but we might deal with a 100-dimensional space or a very huge data space. And so very soon we'll run into a limit what we can display. So there are other tricks we can apply in terms of how we can increase the information density. Here is a hierarchy if you click on the slide in terms of what are more accurate visual properties, and the sort of the most prized possession is position, where we place things in a two-dimensional space. We're very good at looking and noticing differences. We're also very good at measuring lengths, but we're not so good at inferring quantitative or precise information from color differences or density differences.